Good Monday morning to you. It is 8:40 in the morning on this Monday, July the 11th edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 68 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. The Adidas 3SSB basketball tournament in town the last couple of days in Rock Hill, the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. A big success. Don't take our word for it. Take the folks that helped to put it on, gave glowing reviews for this tournament. And we've got in Mark Sexton, who is the operations supervisor for Rock Hill PRT, to kind of recap what has been deemed as one of, again, a premier sporting event in our city. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Lucas. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you've got to love the good reviews coming from folks that travel around the country to various venues. They come here and they say, we can't find anything wrong with the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center and the programs put on by Rock Hill PRT.
Well, you know it, and I know it's going to sound like it's braggadocious, but you're exactly right. I mean, the feedback that we have gotten so far has been outstanding. And again, I know I said this last week, all the credit goes back to our city council, our city management team, our commissioners, our community that embraces a great facility like we have. But I mean, just yesterday, we're getting feedback from these people from all over the country. Yet somebody from Utah yesterday was brave and said, you know, we've been all over the United States. We've never played at a venue like this. Mm-hmm. And then we had, you know, Mike Barnett, who's with 3SSB. I think y'all interviewed J.C. Hull yesterday. I think if you combine that quality facility with a great community that we have in Rock Hill, and then you put that extra little tap of our staff that go above and beyond and trying to make this one of the best, not only the event, but they want to think about every single thing that somebody can do and every step along the way from when you get into the airport or you get into your hotel room that makes them feel special to a banner hanging on Dave Lawler Cherry Road. You know, they feel embraced. They feel special. So things have gone extremely well. And the feedback we've gotten from the event right holders, but also the college coaches and spectators have been phenomenal.
Mark, let's bring folks up to speed. We know 4th of July week, some people were maybe out of town. Maybe they came in over the weekend back home, and they're like, what are all these folks doing in here? So this was the Adidas 3SSB tournament. Stands for Adidas 3 Stripes Select Basketball Tournament, right?
That's correct.
Who came in for this? Why was this one such an iconic sporting event to have here in Rock Hill?
So, in essence, you really got about 4 to 5 different events and one overall big event. But the Adidas 3SSB are basically the top athletes across the country, sophomores and juniors, and they're being recruited. These are the best athletes at the Sports and Event Center, and they're being recruited to go play at the next level. And when I say next level, you've got every level. It's a who's who of college coaches over at the Sports and Events Center. And then you have NBA scouts on top of that watching these kids. There was a sophomore out of Indiana that Mike Barnett grabbed me the other day and said, you got to come watch this kid play. He's 6'10", 7 foot, but he looks like he's 5'10". He's just a phenomenal athlete. But that's the type of quality we have. And then on the outskirts of that, and we have some amazing partnerships across Rock Hill and York County between the school district and Winthrop, and you have various events and games going on throughout the city and out to York County and even into Charlotte-Mecklenburg. So it's all kind of different levels, but the Adidas 3SSB at the Sports and Event Center, they're basically the best athletes at the time. Now, the men just finished up yesterday. The women started yesterday, and the women will finish up today.
Okay. What are some early numbers telling us when it comes to the economic impact of what this tournament is already bringing in, people-wise, maybe money-wise, concession parking? Kind of what do the early numbers tell you?
Well, right now, everything looks good. We were talking about this the other day. We don't have, obviously, the final numbers. It's the first time we've ever hosted it. We have a 3-year agreement, and we're even talking about extending that now. I think everybody's wanting to do that. But as far as economic impact, I think it's going to be probably at the end of the day, when you talk about all those various events I was just referring to, it's probably going to be the second largest direct economic impact we've ever had for one event. I don't think it's going to pass the BMX World Championships we had in 17. It's coming back in 24. But when you look at all those events, it'll probably be the second one. So it's going to be in the teens of a direct $1 million of economic impact. But then you look at that outlying effect, and that's that economic development through sports tourism. What does it mean for hotels? There's not a hotel room to be had in York County. The restaurants are full, and that's that direct benefit of being able to, when we can bring these events into here, what are those outlying effects, you know, the gas stations, the grocery stores, all the impact that that event brings.
We're speaking with Mark Sexton, the operations supervisor for Rock Hill PRT, about the Adidas 3SSB tournament. The men just wrapped up, right? The women are playing today and tomorrow right here at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. We were just talking about the early economic impact of this event. What, in terms of, though you're still crunching the numbers, is it setting up for your expectations, exceeding your expectations? What were your expectations coming in to give people maybe an idea who maybe don't play in this space? Are we talking $1 to $2 million, more or less?
It's exceeding our expectations, for sure. I mean, I think I hate to somewhat put a number on it, but it's going to be over $10 million of direct economic impact. Again, if you package all those together, which we will. We'll divide them out to what was just at the indoor facility, what was it, you know, within York County. But I think if you package all this together, it'll be 10 plus millions of direct economic impact. And again, if you'd go back, I mean, there used to be a day where we created 5 million for a year. We're now creating 5 million on a weekend. That's a pretty consistent message with what the Sports and Events Center means and does for our city. It has been absolutely phenomenal. Again, I can't say enough about our staff because they're working that nights and weekends, and they do it with a smile on their face. And it's the little things like that, I think, that brings these event right holders back.
It's the attention to detail, as you mentioned earlier. If they run into a problem with a hotel, maybe getting from the airport to here, maybe trying to get around the city, where to eat, maybe what to do with younger kids that are coming to watch their older siblings, that attention to detail, where you all are able to help them with the breadcrumbs instead of just leaving it up to them and say, well, figure it out. It's, you know, it's a city. You can, you know, where to find where to eat and this and that. The fact you kind of lead them here and there is great. And again, they go back to their cities and then they say, hey, have you ever checked out Rock Hill, South Carolina? We were just there for a basketball tournament. You need to go there. It's a great city. And so that's the economic impact that we might ever know, that number. But the more events that come here, we like that. Mark, as we are looking into what's called the second half of summer, because school, believe it or not, will be here in a couple of weeks. I know people want to hear that. You got a lot of camps underway right now at Rock Hill PRT. Folks can still sign their little ones up for future camps in the next couple of weeks?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, we have camps throughout all of our recreation centers. Our pools are having camps. Our tennis is having camps. BMX is having camps. You can go to our website, rockhillprt.com, cityofrockhill.com, our social media platforms. But there will be a ton of activity if you're in our community to do. And, you know, and that's another benefit that I think people forget about. Yeah, we have these nice facilities, and it does drive the economy through sports tourism. But our community gets to play in these phenomenal facilities, whether it be basketball, volleyball, softball, baseball, BMX. I mean, it's amazing. And I think these people from out of town get to come here and say, you mean your kids get to play in here? And it's like, yeah. And, you know, it's a very nominal fee of what they're getting charged to do that. And I would like to add, because you were just talking about the little steps. It's a great example, Brian Jones, who's our site supervisor at Sports and Events Center. Something went wrong yesterday. Well, they called Brian and said, what do I do? Well, he went and found pizza because somebody, what was supposed to be delivered food-wise, did not happen. He went and found pizza for him. Went and bought out, I think, Lee's Famous Recipe and said, I need every single piece of chicken you got. But something didn't go right, but it's our staff that jumps in there into motion and makes it right. A college coach said our hospitality room, they were just amazed by it. And they're like, listen, they even slid a mint in my pocket when I wasn't even looking, just to make sure that the experience was good. So it's the little stuff like that go a long way.
It does, and it makes a huge impact. To your point, too, we also get to take advantage of these facilities year-round. So check them out at any point in the day, and then you don't realize how great you have it till you visit another city. You see some of their amenities, and you come back, and you're like, wow, we take this for granted. So I'm glad you did that little plug. But again, these programs continue not only in the summer, but in the fall, winter, and all the way back around to the spring. Mark Sexton is the operations supervisor for Rock Hill PRT. Mark, here's to another successful event and another many more on the way. We
Thanks
appreciate
very
it.
Much.
And happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you, sir. I
it's
appreciate
a big
that.
Number. What was the number?
22. Okay. 22. Great 22. Looking forward to the next 22.
You look the same as you did in your wedding picture as you do today.
A little less hair, Lucas. A little less hair.
I did notice that. Your wife hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah, no. She's
That's the right answer.
That's exactly right.
All right.